والسلام. عبد الله بن سلول، عبد الله بن أبي بن سلول، اسمان was ready to take the leadership of the people of Medina from Aus and Khazraj. But before he took over, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was believed by the Aus and Khazraj. So they took the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the messenger of Allah, the leader. There, that hypocrite had hasad, envy, jealousy against the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Oh, they started planning anything he can do to hurt the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. From that is qissatul if. He invented a lie against the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the mother of the believer Aisha radiallahu anha, claiming that she wa liyadu billah she commit haram, zina. And he and his group spread that a lot. They had doubtful things to confuse even some of the people from the Muslims. Such a way, some of the Muslims even said that such happened. While in reality, it didn't happen. But just because they believed what was being spread. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send down verses to admonish the believers. From that, not to say that we they don't have knowledge for it. اتلقونه بألسنتكم وتقولون بأفواهكم ما ليس لكم به علم. They were saying that we they have no knowledge. They say in Aisha radiallahu anha, she did so and so. Well, they have no knowledge. They just say what they hear people saying. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command to make verification, to make sure. The people of knowledge mention that the sabu al-nuzul, qawlihi ta'ala, ya ayyuha alladhina amanu in ja'akum fasiqun bi naba'in fatabayyam. But you will believe if a fasiq, disobedient, come to you with news, فتبين, verify it. Some of the people of knowledge mentioned Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent someone to collect the zakah from certain people. They said, but because that one had some envy and problem with those people, he turned around and he said they rejected the zakah, which was not the case. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayat and other ayat, he command the believers to verify things, to make sure things happen. A believer to have this principle. When something happens, especially someone you know good about him, one of the people of knowledge, one of the trusted students of knowledge, don't hasten. Try to verify. Make sure it's really happening. Because out there you have people who lie, people who are hasad. Be careful. That's one principle to avoid divisions and problems and oppression among the Muslims. Among Muslims, munafiqun, hypocrite. Among Muslims, hasad, people who are not hypocrite, but they have hasad, they have envy. Another principle which is very important is even after the incident happened, and this Muslim, this Sheikh, this individual who you know good about him, actually did wrong. No question on that. Also, to verify the cause of the reason. Because he may do that mistakenly. Actually, he may have a point, but you don't understand, to verify that. From the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that in Sahih Muslim, he sent his Sahabi Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, and he gave him his two shoes. And he told him, go, anyone you meet testifying that there is none has right to be worshipped but Allah, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah, give him the glad tidings, the good news that he is from the people of Jannah. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu went and he met Umar radiallahu anhu. Said, oh Umar, you bear witness, La ilaha illallah, wa anna Muhammad Rasulullah. He said, yes. He said, Ubashiruka bil Jannah. I give you glad tidings of going to Jannah. Umar radiallahu anhu, he hit Abu Huraira hard. Such a way, Abu Huraira, he fell down to the ground. He turned around, went back to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, crying. Umar radiallahu anhu following. Abu Hurairah said, O the Messenger of Allah, you send me with your shoes, you order me to give glad tidings whoever says, Ashadu ala illaha wa ashadu Muhammad Rasulullah. I did it. Umar hit me. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did believe that incident happened. Here is Abu Hurairah crying. Here is Umar. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Umar, ما حملك على ما صنعت. What led you do what you did it? Why you did what you did? So now it's verified. Abu Hurairah here has the case is proved. It's actually happened. Now is why you did it, oh Umar. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned his point, which basically means, oh, the Messenger of Allah, is if everyone from the Muslims said to this, every Muslim, you believe, Ashadu ala illaha wa ashadu Muhammad Rasulullah, you say yes, from people of Jannah, إذن يتكلوا. Means that some of the people will stop, will cease from doing the good deeds. I'm going to Jannah. I have glad tidings of going to Jannah. So they will cease from the good deeds. They will not understand the hadith properly. Their Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he ordered Abu Hurairah not to mention to the people. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changed his mind. Now this is after knowing sallallahu alayhi wa sallam why Umar did what he did. Likewise, Allah mentioned to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that one of the Sahaba wrote down the secret of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Muslims to the idol worshippers. he wrote down a letter. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sent some of his Sahaba, including Ali radiallahu anhu, to go until they reach that specific place. They go in to see a woman. Let them bring the letter she's carrying. They brought the letter from so-and-so to so-and-so, giving the secret of the Muslims to the idol worshippers. Now, this incident is verified or not? It is verified. Allah mentioned it. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned it. The letter was brought. No question the incident happened. And no question it's sin, giving the secret of the Muslims to their enemy. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he asked the Sahabi, ما حملك على ما صنعت? What led you do what you did? Verification of the intention, of the reason. The Sahabi, he explained why he did what he did. He explained what he did, what he did. And in this case, the Sahabi did wrong, actually. What he did was wrong by writing a secret letter to the disbelievers. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, O the Messenger of Allah, let me kill you as a hypocrite. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, that when you know, Umar, that Allah said, the people of Badr, those who participate in the battle of Badr, do whatever you like, I forgive you. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even though the Sahaba did wrong, he didn't punish him. Even though he did wrong, he didn't punish him because he considered that he is from the people of Badr. He's from the people of Badr. He didn't do something from the what caused the capital punishments. He didn't do that. Yes, he did wrong, and he deserved to be disciplined. That was removed because of his status, because of his position. The companion, he didn't do disbelief, he didn't do kufr. He did wrong. Therefore, Imam Shafi, he used that hadith, that hiding secret to the kuffar, to the disbelievers, that Muslim secret is not kufr. It's not kufr. Would it be kufr, disbelief, the Sahabi being among those who participate in the battle of Badr would benefit him? No, because kufr, disbelief, destroy all the deeds. وَمَا يَكْفُرْ بِالْإِيمَانِ فَقَدْ حَبِطَ عَمَلُ. But what he did was wrong, which made him deserve to be punished, to be disciplined, ta'zir. That was forgiven because of his status. He's not like any other person. He's from the people of Badr. So again, this hadith to verify the incident. And to verify the intention of the one who doing the intellect, and to consider the person's situation depending on. This is one of the means to protect the Muslim society from divisions. Today you see Umar radiallahu anhu, before I forget, when the issue was verified, radiallahu anhu, he said, oh, the Messenger of Allah, let me kill him. Yes, the Sahabi did wrong, but Umar radiallahu anhu, here, what he didn't consider is what Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam considered of the Sahabi being from the people of Badr. Today what happened is one of the Salafi Mashayikh, he said a statement. Actually, sometimes he doesn't do it. He doesn't even mistake. He will spread it. He did this. He said this. When you go after, you don't find it. Baseless. But it divides the Muslims. Sometimes, yes, he did it. But it is not wrong. When you come to know, you'll find it's not actually wrong. He did a right thing. He did for a reason. You only come to know after verifying that with him. But people are spreading it. He said this. He did this. This is his action. This is his statement. Yes, it is his action. Yes, it is his statement. But there is a reason behind that. There is a reason behind that. No. With some people, it's sufficient just to prove it happened. This is his statement. This is his action. Yes, it's his action, his statement. What's next? You make a rule on that without looking why this statement happened. What was the scenario? Okay. You come to know his intention, even. The reason he did, and it's wrong. Okay, there may be other things to consider. Person's status. أقيل أهل الأثرات أثراتهم وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام أهل الأقيل there is a hadith that the mistake of the people of status to be considered their mistake. Also, even after coming to know, person did bad, even a major sin, even a kufr, knowingly, he is actually a hypocrite. No question. Sometimes you have to consider the consequence of spreading that to the people. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave his sahabi Hudayfa secret. He's called Sahibu Sirri Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was given the secret of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was this secret? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, so and so is a hypocrite. He's not a believer. He's a disbeliever. He's munafiq. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was Khalifa, he came to Hudayfa. He said, by Allah, unshiduka billah. هل عدني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من المنافقين؟ Did the messenger of Allah include me from the hypocrite? He said, I will not answer this question to someone else after you. No, he didn't include me. Some of the Sahaba used to go, if somebody passes away, they used to look Hudayfa, what he does. Hudayfa prayed janaza on that individual, they used to pray behind. He doesn't pray, they used to leave. Why? Because he's not allowed to make janaz prayer on disbeliever. Abu Huraira knows, Hudayfa knows they are disbelievers. Other Sahaba don't know. So they look, Sahaba knew Abu Huraira, Hudayfa, radiallahu anhu, jazakallah. Hudayfa, Sahaba knew Hudayfa, he knows the secret, he knows the disbelievers who claim to be Muslim but not. But the other, they don't know. The Prophet didn't tell them. For the wisdom. So when he doesn't pray on someone, they don't pray. They leave. Otherwise, they pray. So now even the incident happened. This sheikh, this individual, actually he did the problem. With a bad intention. No question on that. To consider the outcome. Why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't spread? Why he didn't say these are munafiqun, hypocrite, they are not Muslims, everybody know. Why he didn't say that sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? They are disbelievers. Muslims will marry from them, will marry to them, will deal with them as Muslims. They may even continue causing chaos among Muslims. But yet, alayhi salatu wa salam, what he did, He didn't publicize. So every evil person is not necessary to be publicized. It's not necessary to be publicized. Considering the outcome, the result. Who can know this? The people of knowledge. People of knowledge, those who know all these things to be. Without them knowing these principles, what may happen? They may spread lies. What may happen? They may spread something to their eyes mystic, but in reality it's not a mystic. They may spread something, punish for sheikh or cause a chaos, something which the sheikh is wrong, but the way to deal with it is not that way. The way to address is not that way. And instead of making things, enjoying good for being the evil, they spread more evil. Therefore, in Islam, from the principles of Al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, go back to the people of knowledge. The Khawarij, when they want the Muslim, common Muslims, layman, to go against the Muslim leader, they say, أظهروا الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر تستميل قلوب الناس. ماذا؟ أظهروا الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر. Make a parent enjoying good for being the evil. The leader he did this. The leader he didn't do this. The leader he didn't do this. Make it public. Make it open. تستميل قلوب الناس to get the hearts of the people. Al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, they say, don't publicize it. The leader's mistake, share that with him. Advise him. Correct the mistake in general. The munafiqun, the khawarij, you know the opposite, spread it. But in a form of you enjoying good, you forbid the evil. And actually, that's not their point. It's to get the hearts of the people. It's to make people be against the Muslim leader. It is not to fix a problem. It's to get people with them. Again, it's the leaders. This is their point. But they're using Al-Amr bil-Ma'ruf wal-Nahya al-Munkar, enjoying good for being the evil. So the evil agenda of the Munafiqeen, of the Khawarij, of the Husad, those who have hasad among Muslims, have agenda. People of knowledge, bi-idhnillah, can prevent it by having all these things place, by considering all these things. Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam here, when he didn't let the Muslims know the munafiqin, they munafiqin, they kufar. What do you consider, sallallahu alayhi wasalam? People wouldn't be new to Islam. They're not new Muslims. They're not strong yet. I will have destroyed the Kaaba and rebuild on the prince and the base foundation of Prophet Ibrahim. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he wants to rebuild the Kaaba because Quraysh, they didn't complete the Kaaba, building the Kaaba. They only built one portion of it, two-thirds of it. So now he sallallahu alaihi wasallam is able to rebuild the Kaaba. He has the manpower. He's able. But he didn't do that. Out of fear, what? The result, the outcome. The new Muslims may misunderstand that. May say, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was honoring the Kaaba, house of Allah. Today he comes strong. He destroyed it. It may backfire to their faith. So he let it go, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there are things, as the ulama they say, دَرْءُ الْمَفْسَدَةِ أَوْلَى مِنْ جَلْبِ الْمَصْلَحَ. To prevent harm, take precedence over getting benefit. So all these things is from the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, considering the outcome, the result of certain action. concerning people's situations, verifying things if it actually happened, verifying after it happened how it happened. From the usul of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, especially the new incident, to take it back to the people of knowledge, not to involve it. With Ahl Sunnah, many students of knowledge will take this, a lot of chaos, divisions will have been prevented. Two sheikhs, the students who were here together, brothers fi sabilillah, now they become two groups. Would they ask this incident, the people of knowledge, and leave it for them, things would have been different. What is the problem? Involving something they should involve. Making ruling who is anywhere, who is not. Making ruling on these big issues, which can result in dividing the Muslims, dividing the student of knowledge, is only for the people of knowledge. It's only for the people of knowledge, not the beginners, not the people of desires. It is for the people of knowledge who are also upon al-adl, illa man shahida bil-haqq hum ma'lam. Someone who judge by the truth and knows it. Not an ignorant one, or someone who is not ignorant but he doesn't judge by the knowledge, he will judge by the desire. But he has been there. Therefore, brothers, remember those ulama, the people of knowledge, being known upon good, then saying something negative about that, not to jump to that, not to hasten to. The origin is to think good about the one you know good about him, to make excuse for him. It's actually in the qissa to live. لَوْلَا إِذْ سَمِعْتُمُوهُ ظَنَّ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتُ بِأَنفُسِهِمْ خَيْرًا وَقَالُوا هَذَا إِفْكُ عُلِيمٌ. They would have think good about one another. The origin is to think good about people of knowledge, to give them excuses. The people who were known to be upon khair, upon good, to think good about them. This is one of the principles. Think good about them. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the battle of Tabuk, he didn't see Ka'b ibn Malik. He said, where is Ka'b ibn Malik? Someone said something that he is busy with his dunya, the means. Another one, he defended, he said, bit sama qult. Even what you said, we don't know about Ka'b, but good. That's the origin. So anyone wants to protect his deen, his tongue, calamity from the Muslims, to be aware of these principles. And to go back to the people of knowledge and to think good about them. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِلَىٰ أُسْنِدَ الْأَمْرُ إِلَىٰ غَيْرِ أَهْلِ فَانْتَذِرِ السَّعَةِ. When the issue is reverted to those who don't qualify, then wait the day of judgment. If the issue is not left for the people of knowledge to deal with it, students of knowledge are dealing with it, even ignorant are dealing with it, beginners are dealing with it, and matters should be dealt with by the people of knowledge, then now wait the day of judgment. Those who are not supposed to handle matters are those who are handling. SubhanAllah, in many cases today, you'll find students of knowledge ruling the people of knowledge. Who take knowledge from who not? Student of knowledge. Beginner is making it. The alim is not making it. We ask Allah al-Karim subhanahu wa ta'ala to purify our hearts. We ask Allah al-Karim to protect us from fitan. We ask Allah al-Karim subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companion. Wa subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.